This is a dictation for Derrick, D-E-R-R-I-C-K, Polash, P as in Paul, O-L-A-S-H, June 670, addressed as a letter to Laurels of Mount Pleasant, 773-2153. Dear Sirs at Laurels of Mount Pleasant, consultation for Mr. Polash, a patient that we have seen many years back, who has a history of Alport disease, ALPORT, and a renal transplant back in 2007. Is my understanding he is in your facility apparently for the last 4 years. I review records in the electronic hospital. Looks like there were 2 admissions in June 2021 with pulmonary emboli and October 2023 with COPD exacerbation. He has underlying schizophrenia on treatment, comes accompanied with a caregiver, no recent emergency room or hospital, weight appetite stable. According to caregiver, he sleeps most of the day, some degree of esophageal reflux, isolated nausea, vomiting, no bleeding, no abdominal pain, normal bowel movements, no bleeding, denies any kidney transplant tenderness or changes in urination, no infection, cloudiness, or blood. As part of the Alport disease, he has decreased hearing. There is some nocturia, no major edema, no claudication symptoms. Supposed to use CPAP machine or oxygen at night, but he refuses. He's still smoking about 6 cigarettes a day. No major cough, some cough, but no sputum production, no hemoptysis. No edema, skin rash, or pruritus, chronic back pain, no trauma. Prior right-sided AV fistula clotted, other review system done. Next paragraph, present medications include Lipitor, Eliquis, Haldol, insulin short long-acting, transplant medicine Cellcept and Tacro, for low blood pressure Midodrine, Zoloft, and he takes for psychiatry a long-acting intramuscular Invega, INV as in Victor, EGA, uses inhalers, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph. He has history of schizophrenia. Renal transplant 2007, prior dialysis, Alport disease, smoker COPD, immunosuppressant medications. Pulmonary emboli bilateral with right-sided heart strain on lifelong anticoagulation. Next paragraph, there is no reported allergies. Next paragraph, he's smoker, no alcohol or drugs. Next paragraph, surgeries for the renal transplant. Next paragraph, he recognizes me. He keeps off and on eye contact. I don't see gross respiratory distress. He has decreased hearing from the airport. Normal eye movements, distant breath sounds without localizable wheezes, no pleural effusion consolidation, no gross arrhythmia, overweight of the abdomen, kidney transplant on the right side, no major edema, no gross rigidity tremors, speech without expressive aphasia dysarthria, no facial asymmetry, clotted AV fistula on the right side. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, which are done through McLaren. Looks like the last one is April. Minimal anemia, 13.2. Normal white blood cell platelets, normal sodium, potassium, minor metabolic acidosis and high chloride, creatinine normal at 0.9, normal glucose, low protein, low albumin, minor increased alkalinophatase, other liver function tests not elevated, GFR normal, A1C 5.5. I don't see urine analysis or Tacro level. I don't see cholesterol levels. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Alport disease, prior dialysis, renal transplant 2007, stable kidney function, continue immunosuppressants, check 12-hour trough Tacro, underline smoker COPD, refuses oxygen or CPAP machine, bilateral pulmonary emboli, remains anticoagulated. Continue medications for his psychiatry disorder. At the time of pulmonary emboli, he did not receive thrombolysis or invasive procedures. At that time, there was respiratory failure with elevated PCO2. All that is now stable. Monitor chemistries on a regular basis. Blood pressure is stable in the low side, but not symptomatic. Remains on midodrine. Few years back, an echo was normal ejection fraction. At that time, there was evidence of right ventricular strain with enlargement, as well as tricuspid regurgitation. There was moderate pulmonary hypertension, combination of hypoventilation, COPD, emboli, and probably sleep apnea. We see him back in 6 months, end of dictation.